Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 chaverim, shalom, here, Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Here, day six, special Sabbath right here on the eve of the Hoshana Rabbah. Stay tuned.
Shabbat shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. And here in this season right here, fulfillment here of the Feast of Tabernacles corresponding with the finding of the true cross. Looking forward, September. Yes, I, September 27th. But here, finding of the true cross, the true cross that shine. Yes, I, X marks the spot right here, in the booth, in the hut, the tabernacle, the pavilion. Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, Sinbet Salam. Rise up to Shabbat.
بسم الآب والول ومنفس قدوس هاد واملاك آمين كبر لكال وكبر لكلس وكبر بحيد وكبر لكلما وحيد لله جا راس فرعي أجاجا ويا ويل أجاجا ويا ويل Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning to night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha, then they sell Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song of the time. People get caught in an infinite mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only Jano. Well, enough of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place with the them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You find petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song. And better the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber Line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah. The bar we highly stand. A judge away away. A judge away.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Shabbat shalom.
is for sure. Enemies shall reach a jazz and I forevermore. But my heart shall lift up like the horn of Africa. See, I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home and seal up. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A different design and still it's all the same. Better relax and recline. His majesty said unity and only turn on. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place which get them all, we call we high and I go out. Sure. You find your personal life. Your face look different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual life. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon feel like trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, oh, Shabbat shalom, oh, Shabbat shalom, oh, a song for the days. the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. So here, day six, corresponding with the Sabbath day right here. So it's a special Sabbath day, the 54th sabbatical. Wazot ha-baraka, wazot, and this is the blessing, forward, for the Tuesday, the Shemini Atzeret, which will be the eighth day, as well as the full on the Wednesday coming forward, the Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah. And then we resume again the regular sabbatical Shabbat Shong, the studies coming forward October 2nd for the Sabbath day for the first reading and feeding from Bereshit, a.k.a. Genesis. But here for this Sabbath day right here, this is the fifth day into the sixth day. In other words, the fifth day here after the Sabbath, really after the Sabbath on air right now, it's the evening time. So technically speaking, we're in the eve of the first day of Sunday right here. But according to the schedule, fifth to the sixth right here, the third and fourth intermediate day, looking forward to the Monday in this season, giving the eye the correspondence from the Hebrew to the calendar that we use now, the Gregorian, Monday, September 27th, for the Hoshana Rabbah, the Hoshiana Rabbah, the Hosanna Rabbah, which is a great salvation, right here, corresponding with Meskel, the finding of the true cross. So right here, scheduled for this podcast right here, we're going to touch on a couple of readings and feedings right here, namely touching on Ecclesiastes, go through the full of that book again, a very, very important book for the meditation, meditation. John's Gospel, chapter 7 and 8. Also, we have Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 18 to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 16. From the Torah reading, Exodus 33, verse 12 to 34, verse 26, and the five key offerings as well. Today's daily psalm here, according to the royal order, is Psalm 104. And it has a theme that's in tune with the theme of the season. The theme of the season right here is creation, iration, as we begin to re-begin at the beginning. So here at the end of the year and the beginning of the Torah reading and feeding and today's daily psalm, Psalm 104, speaking of creation. So here, the Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown, created by the Father. Shabbat time, Shabbat tone.
Created a man, he did, yeah. Look at the trees, how their leaves are blowing away in the skies. Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is
Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look breathing. Look at the flower, how it makes your garden look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you gotta do is relax and feel.
And this right here, Ababa, Abba, Ababa, John Hoy, D. Brown, on top.
Kadamavi, 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 Ababa, Janai.
Ababa John Hoy.
All right, the law. Don't you know, Rastafari is the law.
Rastafari, far as the law. Oh no, no, Rastafari is the law.
Listen to Yehuda, 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 no anbesa. Listen to Yehuda, no anbesa. Radi, radi, radi. Listening to yeah, Yehuda, Noah and Besa Radio.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
And chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes, looking forward to the 27th, which will be the great day of the feast, the great day of the festival, the great day of Sukkot, of the Feast of Tabernacles, the seventh and the last day of Sukkot, right, of Tabernacles. It's called Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah. Save I now, O Great One, on the great salvation. It's the climactic day of praise of Isaiah to Jehovah. Also viewed by the ancient teachers of Torah, the Rabbanim, as a kind of a mini, in a sense, Yom HaKippurim, the day on that the heavenly decrees made on Yom Teruah, the day of the shouting, the day of the trumpets, Yom Teruah, also known as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, and sealed up on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, are actually sent out to be fulfilled. So what we have here in the season is the Day of Trumpets, the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, when judgment is rendered. Then we have the 10 days till Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, when the judgment is sealed. And then the Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation when judgment is delivered. Now, this right here corresponds here in the season with the finding of the true cross or Mezkel coming forward on the 27th here in the season, seeing how the lunar, right, calculation of the feasts, the festivals, and on the kingdom calendar, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, the solar calendar, seeing the wheel and the wheel and the correspondence here in the season. Now, according to the Mishnah, ancient teaching known as Sukkah 4 and 5, during the temple, the time of the temple, the Heikal period, willow branches, they were placed around the Mizbeah, the Meseuiah, the altar, and a parade was made around HaMizbeah, the altar, while Ha'am, while the people, Jah people, recited Hoshi'ana, Hoshi'ana, from Psalm 118, the 25th verse, Hoshi'ana, save I and I, please, come on now, save us, save I and I, hear, hear, hear. Yes, I.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Church of His Majesty, the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, right there, the Hosanna, the Hosanna to the King of Kings, Kamawi Hada Selassie, blessed be the King of Israel. So here for the 27th, it's very significant because the season of tabernacles and the finding of the true cross, how they correspond one with the other. And here in this season, the great day, the Hosanna Rabbah, the seventh day of the feast, the festival of booths, of huts, of pavilions, of tabernacles, of ingathering, finding, the finding. So right here, the people, I and I, the people, in the words of Psalm 118, verse 25, Hoshi'ah. Hoshi'ana, save I and I, save us, please. Here, full of verses 25 and 26 of Psalm 118. Ana, Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana, Ana, Yahuwah, Hatzli'ana, Baruch Haba, B'Shem, Yahuwah, Berakanukem, Mi Beit Yahuwah, please, O Jehovah, save us, save I and I now. Ana Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana, please, O Jehovah, prosper us, prosper I and I now. Ana Yahuwah, Hatzalicha Na, blessed is the one who comes in the name of Jehovah, Baruch Haba B'Shem Yahuwah, we, I and I, bless you all, Berakenu Kem, Berakenu, I and I bless Kem, all of y'all, Berakenu Kem, I and I bless y'all, from the house, Mi Beit Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the full of the verse, where we get even the name of the Hosanna Rabbah from the Hoshi'ana, save I and I, please, from Psalm 118, verse 25. Ana Yahuwah, Hosanna, Ana Yahuwah, Hatzlichana, Baruch Haba B'Shem Yahuwah, Berakenu Kem, Mi Beit Yahuwah. Please, O Jehovah, save I and I now. Please, O Jehovah, he who be, we be his divine majesty, prosper I and I now. Blessed, blessed, Baruch, blessed is the one who comes. Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba, in the name B'Shem Yahuwah, in the name of Jehovah. Berakenu Kem, I and I bless y'all, Mi Beit Yahuwah, from the Beit, from the house of Jehovah. So here, in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant, New Testament records, right, it records that it was on the last day of Sukkot, the last day, according to the Brit Chadasha, the Renewed Covenant, the New Testament, the record is that on the last day of Tabernacles, of Chag HaSukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, which is Hosanna Rabbah, the great day, some say perhaps just after what is known as the water libation, the drawing of the water, the pouring out of the water libation ceremony, that Adonai Nu Yeshua, I and I Sovereign, I and I Master Yeshua, Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, stood up and cried out and shouted out, if anyone thirsts, make him come to I and drink. Whoever believes in I, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now, the early sages had taught quote, at the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, judgment is made concerning the waters. Thus, Sukkot, tabernacle, booths, huts, pavilions, is also a water festival, as the earlier sages of bygone ages had taught that it was at the Feast of Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot, judgment is made concerning Hamayim, concerning the Mayim, concerning the waters, referring to the rain, the Geshem, as needed for the forthcoming, the coming forward planting season. So thus the prayers that begin at this time of the year going forward, the prayers for the rain, the necessary rain in due time and due season for the forthcoming planting season. Now, the historian Josephus, he calls the ceremonial drawing of water from the pool of Siloam, quote, the very sacred close of the year, the very sacred close of the year, here at the end of the year, since the amount of rainfall over the next few months would directly impact the harvest in the spring. So the harvest in the Abib, in the Pesach, the Passover time, in the month of Abib, the month of the barley harvest, Adis Abeba, new flower, Abebe, to bud, the Hebrew Abib, the barley harvest. The need for rain over the winter months, the winter moons, right, in that particular 1040 region in the north and Israel and even in the south, Ethiopia, was an ongoing need for the good and the welfare of the people of Jah people. Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3 says, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. So here the prophetic, the prophet and the scripture linked to the significance of the season and I and I observation of the season. Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 12, verse 3, it reads, with joy, season of rejoicing, Sukkot, tabernacle, booths, huts, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Ha'adon Yeshua, the master Yeshua, he once encountered a woman who had come to draw water from a well and said, this is referring to John's gospel, John chapter 4, verses 13 to 14, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life and eternal liberty. John's gospel, Yohanan, John chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Likewise, Ha'adon Adonenu Robenu, he taught earlier in his ministry, according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, Ashrei, blessed, happy are those who hunger and thirst for tzedakah, for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, the Beatitudes, the Ashrei, happy are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Just as the people understood and understood, they needed physical rain to sustain their physical lives and liberty, so Adonenu Robenu Yeshua HaNotri, he pointed to himself as the source of, quote, spiritual rain, or of the metaphysical rain, the spiritual rain, or what is called the living the living waters, the flowing waters, the running waters, the living water that would sustain their spiritual lives and liberty. The rain of blessing. There's what is called the rain of blessing, the rain of Baraka, the rain of blessing then referred to the refreshing power of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedush, the Ila Irit, the Holy Spirit, that would become an inner, in the innermost of the innocents, an inner source of life for those who believe, for those who amen, who admit as true. As Rabbeinu Yeshua, as Yeshua said, quote, out of his inmost being will flow rivers of living water, of flowing water, that some have taught it refers back to the miraculous waters that were given in the Midbar. Remember in the Midbar, even in Numbers, Bamidbar in the wilderness, in the desert. Quote, each soul will be a rock smitten in the thirsty land. From that crystal rivers of life-giving grace shall flow. Indeed, the Hallel is like the we say hallelujah in Ethiopia, and in the true church and the professing church, they have the Elilta. We have the Tehillim, or the Book of Psalms is called the Sefer Tehillim, and translated as the praises, so the Elilta, the exaltation. Thus we have the Hallel, right? The Hallel Psalms, the Hallel that is recited during the Hag, the feast, the festival. It includes the verse from Psalm 114, verse 8. That verse, he turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. So if Hoshana Rabbah this year, corresponding with the finding of the true cross, Mezcal, 27th of September here in the Gregorian 2021. So if Hoshana Rabbah represents the, quote, judgment delivered, then Rabbeinu, Einai Rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings Christ, was teaching that the spirit, the Ruach, of Ha'elohim, of the source of Ha'elohim, the power, the true God, would deliver the good verdict and the true freeness that Mashiach, Messiah, the anointed Christos Christ secured for us, for I and I, through his sacrificial death as I and I at one meant atonement, Lifnei Elohim, before Elohim. So there's some custom, just to touch on this as we're looking forward, the Monday, the actual day, the 27th, the seventh day of the feast, the festival for the Hoshana Rabbah, the great day. Some of the Yehudi customs, greeting your friend, since Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day, the final day, right, the great day, as the gospel says, the great day of the feast, the festival, the Hoshana Rabbah, it marks the time, the Iowa, when Jehovah decrees the book of life, the Sefer HaChayim, the Sefer HaChayim of life, literally in the Hebrew of lives, it's in the plural sense, the life of life, the Sefer HaChayim, as well as the other book, the Sefer HaMawet, the Sefer HaMavet, the Sefer HaMot, Book of Death. So the decrees, both in the Book of Life and the Book of Death. Now, there's a custom to greet I and I friends, I and I associates, I and I chaberim, with the phrase, right, and this comes from the Aramaic, Piska Tava. Piska Tava, a good note. It means a good note. What does the Piska Tava in the Aramaic, from the Aramaic, mean? a good note. Why? This refers to the final inscription. The final inscription, you say, is your name written there? For a good note, right? A good note. The final inscription and the sealing, sealed up, and the sealing in the Sefer HaChaim, in the Book of Life. Also, there's the custom of staying up all night through the Laila, right? The Leilit, through the night. It is also a custom, right? And also very common to practice, right? To stay awake all night on the night before the Hoshana Rabba, the night before the great salvation. Now, during this time, this Iowa, the Book of Devarim, also known as Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe, the Book of Deuteronomy, and the entire Sefer Tehillim, the Book of the Praises, the Mezmor Dawit, the Book of Psalms is read. Why? Well, many say this is to ensure that HaTorah has been read through before the beginning of the Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah. It is also customary to prepare the willow branches. There's four branches that are specified to make the booth, to make the sukkah, the pavilion, the lion's den, so to speak. It also refers to, as well, the sukkah. But here, zooming in on the willow branches and the preparation, prepare the willow branches for the next morning's Hoshana service, Hoshiana. So here, this now explains in context, as the Moshiach Yeshua, Jesus Christus, the King of Kings Christ, says, he even said to the Samaritan woman that y'all worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation's of the Yehudim, right? It's of the Jews, the Judahites, even of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So here, the Hoshana Rabbah service is looking forward and, you know, getting I and I accustomed. And what's very interesting is we study these things here, then we recognize the perspective that the New Testament, what is called the New Testament, the Brit Kadasha, is written from. Because one of the readings in the New Covenant here on these intermediate days is John's Gospel, John chapter 7, verse 8. And it's right there that Robeinu, Adonainu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, that he makes those statements concerning the waters. And one will say, well, why did he make those statements concerning the water? Because of the tribe, the custom, the tradition. Right? He was signifying something right here for I and I. So the Hoshana Rabba, the Aboda, the service. During the Hoshana Rabba Aboda, the service, many choose to wear white, right? Wearing white, sometimes in some of the Yehudi customs, the white kittel, right? It's like what is worn, wearing of the white garments, even as the Israelites of Ethiopia, we have the historical testimony, right? Garments garbed in the white robes of righteousness, like on the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. During the morning prayers, the Shacharit, right, Tefillah prayers, in almost every aggregation, the leader, right, will wear the kittel or the white garments, since the day is a day of judgment. In the Hebrew church, the church is known in the coin of Greek as a synagogue, the gathering together itself, the paroket. What is the paroket? The paroket is the curtain in the tabernacle, right? The curtain that is on the ark, the aron, the tabot. It remains, right, white, and extra lights or candles that remain from the Yom HaKippurim may also be lit. So the lights, the emphasis on the lights, right, the emphasis on the robes of righteousness. And now there is seven times around the sanctuary. There's seven times around the sanctuary. There's a custom, the Hakafot, right, which is compassing the altar. No doubt you might have heard or read it within the Psalms where David, right, says that he will compass thine altar, right, go around the altar. So the seven times around the sanctuary, the Kodesh, during the previous 6 days of Tabernacles of Booths of Sukkot, the lulav, like the bouquet that's presented in the wave offering, where we make that sign of the cross, right, the Hebrew sign of the cross, to and fro, east, west, left, right, yes. So the lulav, that bouquet, is shaken during the Hallel. The Hallel, these are praise, Isis, Elilta, Elilta, exaltation songs, right, to Helene, right, that are sung right after the Amidah. The Amidah is the standing prayer in the morning service, in the dawning service of Shaharit Abodah, as well as during the Hoshana. Hoshana is a hymn that begins based on Psalm 118, verse 25. Hoshaina, Hoshaina, save I and I. Please, Hoshaina. Anna Hoshi, Anna, save us, save I and I, please. That is sung during the Abodah, during the service. HaTorah, the Torah, the scrolls, are taken from HaAron, taken from the Tabot, are taken from the Ark. The scrolls, the Torah scroll or book, right, is taken from the Ark and set on the Bima. What is the Bima? The Bima is a Torah reading table. The Torah reading table, and the congregation, the aggregation circles it once in a procession that is called the Hakafa, while shaking the lulavot, the bouquets, and carrying their etrogim. It's like the citron. Now on Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, however, instead of one Hoshana, there are seven Hoshanot. Hoshanot, the Hosannas, Hoshanot, are recited. And seven Hakafot, circling, compassing, right, are made around the sanctuary, around the holy place, the Isle of Place. Normally, all of the Torah scrolls are taken from Aaron, from the Aaron, not to be confused with Aharon is the man, and Aaron is the chest, the box known as the Ark, the Tabot. So normally all the scrolls, the Torah scrolls, are taken from Aaron and put on the Bima, while this sevenfold processional circling, compassing the altar, compassing the sanctuary, takes place. There's also the beating of the willows. Now, it's interesting, you know, strange fruit hanging, you know, from the poplar tree and the willows, right? But the willows, right? At the conclusion of this, right, of the Hakafot, the circling, the procession, an additional rite or ritual, ancient custom, is also conducted in that the branches of the willow, known as the arabot, are struck up on the ground or upon a chair five times until their leaves fall off. This ceremony, it recalls the days of HaHeikal, the days of the temple, when branches were struck against the ground near HaMizbeach, near the altar, as a symbolic gesture of casting away of one's chatiyat, one's sins, on ukaris. In like manner, the, quote, beating of the willows ceremony symbolizes the ridding of any remaining ukaris, sins, the leaves representing those transgressions that might yet still influence El Hayil, the Almighty, Hailahim Jah's decision to, quote, seal the Sefer HaChaim, to seal the Book of Life, with our names, with our names, our Shemot, the names inscribed therein. Many of the Yehudim will keep beaten willow branches to use when they burn the chametz. The chametz is the yeast. The yeast, gathering all the yeast, all the leaven, the yeast, the chametz, just before Pesach, just before Passover. So there's also some Torah readings as well. You know, some of the Torah readings as well. They are basically four aliyot, four going ups, right? Separate individuals are usually called to read from HaTorah on the Hoshana Rabbah, on the Great Salvation, right? And we have Reader 1, and all these readings are from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 29, verses 26 to 34. Reader 1 would read Numbers chapter 29, the verses 26 to 28. The second reader reading verse 29 to 31. The third reader reading verses 32 to 34. And the fourth reader reading Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 to verse 34. And so the closure of tabernacles, of booths, of huts. For many of the Yehudim, Hoshana Rabbah is the last day, right? There's the last day one shakes that Hebrew bouquet known as the lulav and the etrog and eats within the sukkah and eats within the hut, eat within the booth, eat within the pavilion. Round chalot, like bread, you know, are often served as well as apples and honey, just like the evening meal of Rosh Hashanah. There is a widespread custom, you know, to eat other kind of foods, depends upon which particular traditions different of the Yehudim have. Now, in the afternoon of Hoshana Rabbah, right, this is like the winding down, so to speak, of tabernacles, of booths, of sukkot. Some people visit the sukkah, the hut, the booth that they built one last time to eat a snack or recite the following prayer. The following prayer right here. May it be that we, that I and I merit to dwell in in the sukkah made of Leviathan, end quote. Now, it's interesting, just a note right here, it's interesting because there's a connection also as well in the Psalms, according to the royal order, and the Midrash study concerning Liwatan, Leviathan. But here, the prayer, which derives from the ancient teaching, where it is said that Jehovah will slay the Leviathan in the end of days, and make sukkot, make booths, make huts out of its hide for ha-tzadikim, for the righteous ones. Now, here we're just recalling that there's a psalm as well where Ethiopia is hidden in that particular psalm, at least the translation in English, right? And there's the verses that connect with Leviathan and how he will feed the people who dwell in the wilderness. But in some of the ancient manuscripts, the wilderness there is speaking of and concerning Ethiopia. So that connection there with the Leviathan is interesting. Make I and I reason some more on that. Take note. Now on the evening following Hoshana Rabbah, it begins the festival of the Shemini Atzeret. Now some count this as an eighth day, and technically speaking, we can say that it is the eighth day in that sense, but the Shemini Atzeret also is to be found in Leviticus chapter 23, as what Jah commands I and we to do at this time, the Shemini Atzeret. More on that as we come forward, just to go over some of the basics of the Hoshana Rabbah, and once again to emphasize the connection here in the season with the finding of the true cross, and also according to the Ethiopia Kingdom of God, this is also the season September 11th in the ancient calculation when Yeshua, as well as his mother, Kedis Mariam, were born in this particular season and time. Now, people say, well, what about January 7th? If you read and put it together, you'll see that's when the Magi, that's when the wise men visited and didn't visit them in no manger, visit them in a house. So that's a month later on, right there. Yes, I. So hear the Hoshana and hear from the true church and the professing church, the church of he who has the key of great King David, the church of Philadelphia, church of brotherly love, the church of his imperial majesty, King Amari Haile Selassie. Let's hear there, Hoshana, Hosanna.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inslasia.
The whole praise is due to help.
Yes, I am now right here to today's daily psalm. We still have Ecclesiastes reading and feeding right here. Have a little intro to share on Ecclesiastes because some things do get lost in translation and some things have been confused in counterfeit Christianity. So here to purify the oil and the apothecary. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yeah, select a veteran in the mix. I will take some little boy. And then also with the boss. Yeah, I watch you now. Run tune deadly wedly.
Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chamber. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy work. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her home. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the corn. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their beds. man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the end. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
Testify, yo, look how them build up them world upon the poor man's expense. Them left with in a poverty, the world kind of violence. The crime with the fine, with all the prison sentence, and then them with me with them dollars and cents. I said, word man, meet and get them, no know from when. Babylon, this is your ultimate judgment. Rasta man, word, you said, you just said, you're guilty, content, you can't see, see you, no nonsense. Rasta man said, one God, one name, the destiny is a royal die. Just live and be free now. We are one and the same. The devil who them justify, justify. What tell them say? One God, one name. The destiny is a royal die. Just live and be free now. We are one and the same. The devil who them justify, justify. Never lie. Hey, just keep me privileged. Bless me the time. And if you're Rasta, live with just keep a million no life. But be blessed to give my best to Rasta for right. Never live a lie, me nah go hide. Well, them put arms in the hands of illiterate people. Tell them that is a mass suicide. And up on them, tell out them sanity just too bad wide. And I see them vanity, them living a lie. Them looking to them evil eyes. Emperor Selassie is Rasta man guide. I tell them this, one God, one name. The destiny is all I and I. Just live and be free now. We are one and the same. The guests that you them testify, all I will see now. And be free now. We are one and the same. The death and youth them testify, testify. Hey, Rasta man to stand and speak as free beans. African, you love the other one, the most excellent of man. So the old and ancient man of we are Ethiopian. Hey, rise and take your stand.
Yes, yes, yes. Created by the Father, written melody. Deadly, wedly mix right there, there, there. You know, it wasn't clean mix, a little mash right there. But here, 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 to hear it again.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Today, Daily Psalm. Did you hear it? The Leviathan right there. Connection with Leviathan. Interesting, interesting. But here, Psalm 104, Elohim, Hailahim, the Ireta. Blameless creator, full of foe. Relax. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mizmor Kuf Dalet. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, אדוני אלוהי גדלת מאוד, הוד והדר לבשת, עוטה אור כסלמה, נוטה שמיים כיריעה, המקרב המים עליותיו, הצם עבים רחובו, המהלך על כנפי רוח, עושה מלאכיו רוחות, משרתיו אש לוהט, יסד ארץ על מכוניה, בל תמות עולם ועד, תהום כלבוש כיסיתו, על הרים יעמדו מים, מן גערתך ינוסון, מן כל רעמך יחפזון, יעלו הרים ירדו וקעות, אל מקום זה יצאת להם. גבול שמת בל יעבורון, בל ישובון לחסות הארץ, המשלח מעיינים בנחלים, בין הרים יהלכון, ישקו כל חייתו שדי, ישברו פרעים צמחם, עליהם עוף השמיים ישכון, מבין עופאים ייתנו קול, משקה הרים מעליותיו, לפרי מעשיך תשבע הארץ. מצמיע חסיר לבהמה, ועשב לעבודת האדם, להוציא לחם מן הארץ. ויין ישמח לבב אנוש, להתהיל פנים משמן, ולחם לבב אנוש יסעד. ישבעו עצי אדוני, ארזי לבנון אשר נטע, אשר שם ציפורים יקננו, חסידה וראשים ותא, הרים הגבוהים ליעלים, צלעים מחסה לשפנים, עשה ירח למועדים, שמש ידע מבואו, תשת חושך והיא לילה, בו תרמוס כל חייתו יער, הכפירים שואגים לטרף, ולבקש מאל אוכלם, תזרח השמש יאספים, ואל מעונותם ירבצים, יצא אדם לפועלו, ולעבודתו עד ערב. מה רבו מעשיך, אדוני, כולם בחוכמה עשית, מלאה הארץ קנייניך. זה הים גדול ורחב ידיים, שם רמס ואין מספר, חיות קטנות עם גדולות. שם אוניות יהלכון, לוויתם זה יצרת לשחק בו. כולם אליך יסברון, לתת אוכלם בעיתו. תיתן להם ילקוטון, תפתח ידך יסבעון טוב. תסתיר פניך יבהלון, תוסף רוחם יגבעון, ואל עפרם ישובון. תשלח רוחך יבראון, ותחדש פני אדמה. יהי כבוד אדוני לעולם, ישמח אדוני במעשיו. המביט לארץ ותרעד, ייגע בהרים ויעשנו. אשירה לאדוני בחיי, אזמרה לאלוהי בעודי. יערב עליו שיחי, אנוכי אשמח באדוני. יתמו חטאים מן הארץ, ורשעים עוד אינם. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, הללויה.
Sleeker, you could have turned name. That there was mislabeled right there. That was a Hebrew right there.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
So here is it. Yeah, set speed, set away, right here. KJV.
Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy land. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herbs for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goat, and the rocks for the coney. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their bed. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
And here he is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rastafari. L.O.J. Sound. Yes, sir. Right here today's psalm right here. According to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, according to the Israelites of Ethiopia, here after the order of Melchizedek right here, we have Elohim, Ha'ilahim, the power, the creator, the Irata, right here, Mizmorkov, Dalet, Psalm C-I-V. A couple of notes right here. I'm going to have a little intro right here to today's daily psalm. I'm going to segue to the reading appointed for tabernacles, especially for the Shabbat, and this time, this I were here, Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher. But first, hallelujah, hallelujah, Rastafari.
Hallelujah.
Here we have hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the first time or the first occurrence of this term. And the term hallelujah, hallelujah, is limited to the Sefer Tehillim, to the Mezmure Dawit, the Psalms, the chants, the Isaiahs of David. Here's the first occurrence here in verse 35. Hallelujah, hallelujah, illalu, illalu, to Yah, to he who be, illalta, to he who be, we be, illalta, to he who be, Yah, he who be, Jah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here, this is the first occurrence of this term, and it's limited to the Psalter, to the book of Psalms, that has passed into the language of prayer almost everywhere, the language of prayer, of tefillah, of both the church as well as the synagogue, both the Christian church and the Hebrew church, or the gathering together of the synagogue. According to one Gratz, it was the term employed. This was a term, the hallelujah was a term employed by the officiating Levite. So the Levite that presided and led the service, the officiating Levite in HaHekal, in the temple, Hekalo, in Jah's temple, would employ this term, hallelujah. This would be a signal for the congregation, the aggregation, the witnesses, the aggregation, to join in the aboda, to join in the service. So just a note right here, that the term hallelujah, it first appears in Psalm 104, the 35th verse, the hallelujah term. And also the hallelujah term, the hallelujah term, is limited to the book of Psalms, right? It's limited to the Psalter, coming from the Brit, Kadasha point of view right here, this term right here. This is a good note right here. Now, today's daily psalm, there's a couple of highlights, such as verse 14. And I know this verse, right? He who be who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah, which true Hebrew meaning means he who be, he who becomes, who he becomes. And the attributes define who he be, who he has become, he who be, who causes the grass. Who is he? He is the one who causes the grass to spring up for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, to bring forth bread out of the earth. So right here in verse 14 to 18, speaks about the creation, the aeration of food, speaking of the herb. The word in the Hebrew is the same as we have in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 11, it's a general term, Hebraically speaking, for the vegetable kingdom. Matzmiach chatzir la behema,
for the behema, some say behemoth, but that comes from the Hebrew, behema, for the cattle. The behema is the cattle. Matraniyach, chatzir, la behema, the one who causes the grass to spring, to matraniyach, to spring up, chatzir, la for behema, la behema, for the cattle. We're Esep, or some might point it as we're Esep, la ibodat ha'adam, an herb, the Esep, right, the Esep for the service, la abodat, the service for the abodat, the service, ha the Adam, for the service, an herb for the service of Adam. Lehotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Now this is important right here, the last part of verse 14, right, the last part of verse 14, because to bring forth, right, to bring forth in the earth, Adam, may make the earth yield bread for himself, thus the vegetation, the esep. These words here are the source of the Judaic grace before meals, according to the Siddur and the prayer book. Some things we find in the prayer book, ones might say, oh, they just made that up. Well, as we study it, we get to find that it's of ancient origins, right? And as we study it, we find, chant, that sounds familiar. Yeah, that came from right here, Psalm 104, verse 14. The prayer right here, the prayer over bread. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Blessed art the Adonai, our power, our Elohim, melech ha'olam, King of the universe, universal King, eternal King. Motzi, the one who causes Motzi, Lechem, as Beit Lechem, Bethlehem, Lechem, mean Ha'aretz, who causes bread out of the earth for the service of man. Both the Hebrew and the English translation can mean either. It says service. What is meant by service? For the use of Ha'adam, for the use of humanity, so to say, the use of the Adam, for the use of man, for man's labor. That is to say, By his toil, the sweat of thy brow obtains his essential food. This interpretation, it better suits the context. But just pointing to that right here, you know, just touching on that right here, and it's very beautiful because in the beginning, it's speaking to the soul, the psyche, speaking to she, speaking to the soul, right, to bless he who ye be. And then the verses, going through the verses, it defines who he be. He who covers himself, thyself, the I self with light as with a garment. He who be who he be, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah. He who layest the beams of thy upper chambers in the waters. He who be who he be, who maketh the clouds thy chariot. He who be who he be, who walketh upon the wings of the wind. Who makest winds thy messengers, the flaming fire thy ministers, he who be who he be, who didst establish the earth upon her foundations, that she should not be moved forever and ever. Just pointing out right here, and here for those listening in the live stream, you have about 18 or so minutes. Just a reminder here, 515-602-9761. We're going to be seeking to get into a little bit more on the first day service since we don't podcast on the Sunday evening. So we're going to touch on the next day's service, you know, as like MRE, some mana ready to eat. So here, call in, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. But here, little intro,
little intro, because some say that this psalm, some claim the psalm reminds them of an Egyptian hymn of Akhenaten to Aten, you know, to Aten. And as we have shared, Aten or Aton is basically an Egyptian way of enunciating the Adon, the Hebrew sovereign or Lord. But here, little intro right here, today's daily song. Elohim the Creator.
Of Dalet, Of Dalet, Psalm CIV 104. Barki, Barki Nafshi et Yahuwah Elohai. Gadalta Me'od Hoda Ve'Hadar Labashta. Bless He who be, we be, O my soul. Barki Nafshi et Yahuwah Elohai. Kadalta Nod Hod Wehadar Labashta Od Or Ka Salma Kasalma Not E Shamayim Kayeria, Ote Or Kasalma, Note Shamayim, Kayeria, Hamakare, Bamayim, Bamayim. Eliotayo Ha Sama Abim Rekubo Hamahaleka Allah Kanse Ruach Ose Malatayo Ruchot Ni Sharatayo Eish Lohait Eish Lohait. Bless he who be, we be, O my soul. Barki nafshi et Yahuwah Elohai. Gadalta Meod. Thou art very, very great. Thou art very great, Gadalta, Lord. Thou art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod, with Hadar, Labashta. I am clothed with glory. Hod, with Hadar and majesty. Labashta. I am clothed. Elohim's majesty. In his creation, theme of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, the creation, the iration, the daily psalm, according to the royal order. We have Psalm Kof Dalet. Kof Dalet. Dalet. 104, today's daily psalm. Let's ride up in the season, the reason for the season, the Feast of Tabernacles, the ingathering, here at the end of the year. So we have, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew Psalm, Psalm 104, bless the Yahweh. Barki nafshi, my soul, the soul, nefesh, bless he who be, we be, O she, nafshi, barki, nafshi, et Yahuwah, Yahuwah el hai, gadalta m'od. Oh, bless he who be, who be, oh my soul. Oh, he who be, who he be. Yahuwah, Elohai, Haliyai, thou art very great. Gadaltam, Mo'od, Hod, Hadar, Labashta. Thou art clothed, Labashta. Thou art clothed with honor. Hod, Hadar, Hod, Hadar, Hod, Hadar. Clothed with majesty. And glory, Elohim, the creator, the irator, Elohim, the irator, today's daily psalm. It has been said that the ancient Hebrews were deficient, some say, in an appreciation, appreciative loving of nature, of the Neturu. Now, Psalm C-I-V. Psalm Kof Dalet from the Sefer Tehillim. From the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, chapter 104. Chapter 104, Elohim the Creator, a gallery of vivid nature pictures, touched with wonderful grace and sureness of hand, is a forceful, this is a forceful refutation to refute those who say that the ancient Hebrews were deficient in appreciative loving nature. We recognize the true creator, the blameless creator, the Elohim, Ha Elohim of the Neturu of nature. But some say that the Hebrews were deficient in appreciation of nature. But here we have a gallery of vivid nature, the Neturu, the pictures touched with wonderful grace and sureness of hand, this forceful refutation in today's daily psalm. There was the 18th century scientist, one named Alexander von Humboldt. He wrote that a single psalm, a single mizmor, as we have here in Sefer Tehillim, in the book, the cipher of the praises, the Psalter, chapter 104, a single psalm, the 104, may be said to present a picture of the entire cosmos. We are astonished to seek within the compass of a poem of such small dimension, the universe, the universe, the heavens and the earth, thus drawn with a few grand strokes, but behind the material, behind the material universe, the material universe, the universe with such marvels and beauties, that the Hebrew poet discerned the creative might of Ha Elohim, of the true God, the true good. Here's an iditation here upon Elohim's works. It impels him and I and we to praise the Isis, the maker, the great creator, the irator of iration, Elohim, the creator. From the facts that both this and the foregoing psalms, they open and close with this phrase, Barki, 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 some would say Barki Nafshi, bless the Yahweh, bless, oh my soul, Barki Nafshi, et Yahweh, bless he who be, who he be. So this and the foregoing psalms, they open and close with that. Bless Jah, Jehovah, O my soul. The conclusion has been drawn that they are companion poems and compositions by the same author. We have no superscription right here. But if we look at the content of this and the foregoing, We see these companion poems and compositions. If so, they together indicate two seers in which Elohim, the true God, the true good, has revealed himself. History and nature, and the Netcheru and nature, the Elohim of nature, the Elohim of the Netcheru is revealed both in history and nature. Now the psalm, this psalm, today's daily psalm, Elohim, the creator, has been compared with the Egyptian, the Kemetic, the Kemetite hymn of praise to the sun god by Akhenaten. This very psalm has been compared to the Egyptian hymn of praise to the sun god by Akhenaten. Now, resemblances, yes, do occur, as is to be expected in two poems and compositions upon the same theme, Chabarim. But the hypothesis, the hypothesis, is far-fetched. That the psalmist here, in today's daily psalm, knew or even borrowed from it, because all he had to do was to behold the works, the creation, right, as created by Ha'am, created by the Father, created by Elohim, Ha'am. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm Kof Dalet, Psalm CIV, Psalm 104, Elohim the Creator, Jah the Creator, praise, created by the Father.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
So here, gonna ride up right here with Kohelet. Right, with Kohelet. Ecclesiastes. Yes, I, Rastafari. Yes, I. 4 minutes, y'all. Yes, I. Before we go on the grace period right here, the preacher. The three R's right here, reading, reasoning, rising right here, for Sukkot, the tabernacles on the preacher, Kohelet. Some basic first words right here, basic build.
Chag Sameach, joyful feast, Chag Sameach, happy feast, the feast of tabernacles, of booths, Sukkot, in gathering. Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Here, as we are commanded to rejoice for 7 days dwelling, abiding, tabernacling. Key word, abiding. Abiding, tabernacling in a sukkah. Sukkah, a hut, a sukkah. A temporary residence, a hut, a booth. Called a tabernacle, a pavilion as well. We have this in Psalm 27 also for the season. Psalm 27, got Psalm 118, some key verses there as it pertains to the seventh of the seven Mo'adim, the appointments, the appointed times. So it says called all the males of Yisrael are commanded to appear three times. When? Three times. So the mandem, the man and the mandem, we are to keep the time oriented and time related, the majority of the commands and commandments, especially ecclesiastically speaking. Ecclesiastes often has the idea, the connotation of church, right, of church. So we have Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, from the Megillot, from the scrolls, which is appointed reading, right? The recital, the reading, the hearing of Ecclesiastes. Now, it has a melancholy refrain. What's the refrain? Hevel Havalim. Hevel Havalim. Amar Kohelet. Hevel Havalim. Hakol Havel. Vanity of vanities, saith Kohelet, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanity. Hevel Havalim, or Hevel, Hebel, Hevel Havalim. Modern Hebrew, Hevel Havalim. Hakol Havel. Hakol Havel. Hakol Havel. All is vanity. That's the key words there. So you've no doubt heard that before. Vanity of vanities. Vanity of vanities. So it's this book is Kohelet, right? The Megillah Kohelet, the scroll, the Megillot, right? Chamash, right? The five Megillot, the five scrolls. Namely, we have Song of Songs, we have Ruth, Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, and Esther. Now, each one of these is appointed reading for one of the three appointed times of season, the three seasons, seven feasts, seven festivals. Now, there are other memorials such as the Tisha B'Av, right, Tisha B'Av, or the ninth of the Hebrew month, right, the ninth of the Hebrew month of Av, right? The Hebrew month of Ab. Ab, Av, father, right? So for this season to wrap up here at the end of the year, the end of the ecclesiastical year, the Hebrew churchical year, yes, Hebrew churchical year. And the first martyr that we have in Acts of the Apostles, St. Stephen, Edus Estefanos, was right and accurate when he spoke about the church. He said the church in the wilderness, also in the epistle to the Hebrews, we have this also recorded. Because was it a church? Yes, it was a kahal. What is a kahal? Now, the kahal word is important even in the title, the Hebrew title of this book known as Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Hebraically Kohelet, the Kohelet. Now the Rebbeinat, the scholars of HaTorah, in the Amharic we call them the Memheran, Memhir, a scholar, teacher, corresponding to the word Rebbe or Rabbi. The Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the scholars of HaTorah, they had asked why Shlomo, Solomon, why Solomon was called Kohelet? Why was Solomon called Kohelet? Opening words of this book that is appointed for recital, for reading and for hearing and reasoning and meditation is Ecclesiastes, or the preacher. And the opening of the book, the theme is that all is vanity. The theme, Hakol Havel. Hakol Havel. Hakol Havel, all is vanity. So we have the first three verses of this book, right? This book appointed for the 7 days, the 7 days of tabernacling, of ingathering, of dwelling, of abiding in a sukkah. Sukkah, singularly, a hut, a tabernacle, a booth, and sukkot for booths and huts. And while we abide in the booths and huts, we are commanded to rejoice. So on the Festival of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, when the Yehudi, and I and we, the black Jews, is commanded to rejoice, we read, we feed, we hear, we give ear to this book, Ecclesiastes, or Qohelet, or the preacher, which opens with the words of the preacher. Divrei Qohelet, the words of Qohelet. Divrei Qohelet ben Dawid Melech b'Yerushalayim. The words of the preacher, Qohelet, in the Hebrew, Qohelet, the son of David, Ben David, king in Jerusalem, Melech b'Yerushalayim. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Hevel havalim, amar Qohelet. Hevel havalim, hakol havel. Vanity of vanities, saith Qohelet. Hevel havalim, amar Qohelet. Vanity of vanities. Hevel habalim, hevel habalim, vanity of vanities, hakol habel, the ancient point of the Hebrew, habel, modern Hebrew, havel, hakol havel, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor that he taketh under the sun? That he laboreth under the sun. Ma yitron la adam bechol emalo sheya emol tachat ha shamesh. What profit? Ma yitron. What yitron? What profit? Ma yitron. La Adam, for Adam. What profit hath Adam of all his labor? Bekola emalo she ya emol tachata hashamesh, wherein he laboreth, she ya emol, that he laboreth tachat ha shamesh, that he laboreth under the sun. Have you meditated, a beautiful, very profitable thing to do, especially in this season? The reason for the season is to meditate, go over these chapters, read, especially in the twos and the threes, read. Let's come, may we study. Why was this book appointed by I and I ancient sages? I see my we, the black Jews of the lion of the tribe of Yehuda, in the old way of Yehuda Moa Anbesa. Why was this book appointed for recital during the Chag, the feast, Chag HaSukkot, the feast of tabernacles of dwelling? The word became flesh and dwelt and abided and tabernacled, the reason for the season. So for opening theme, Hakol Havel, all is vanity. Hakol Havel, what profit hath the man of all his labor that he taketh, or better than the King James here in the Megillah, Qohelet, the Hebraic translation from the Hebrew alongside. Here we have, wherein he laboreth. keeping consistent with the Hebrew. Ma yitron la adam bikola emalo she ya'emol tachata hashamesh. What is the prophet? So here, in getting a groundation to this book, this reading, this hearing, this feeding here. Now, what is Sukkot? What does Sukkot represent for the Yisraeli, for the B'nai Yisrael, for the son, and for the sons of Yisrael? And it's key for the sons, because to whom more is given, more is required. So the sons, to man up, right? What is the key here for I and I as the man up? Right, and also for I and I, and the baraka for I and I family, by keeping, observing, and fulfilling, keeping Yahweh Jehovah's appointments in season. Now, some might focus on building a sukkah, might focus on building a booth, a hut with the four kinds of the vegetation, the particular four kinds of vegetation, you know, and even the study of the various kinds of vegetation that are used, right, for creating, you know, that temporary dwelling. And also, why are we appointed to dwell in sukkahs, right, to dwell in huts? Because the idea here is that after John people had come into the land, that they would remind themselves and be reminded of their way and of their sojourn, right? Every year in the seventh, as we come into the seventh of the feast in the third season that begins with the Yom Teruah, ring the alarm, the ringing of the alarm, the shofar, the sounding, the shout, the blast, the blowing of the ram's horn, announcing those 10 days, the 10 days of dread, 10 days of awe, soul searching, psychically searching, doing teshuva, repentance, having a change of mind from our ways, the ways of men and people, to Yahweh, to Yahweh, truth and life, and then coming to Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, where we are commanded to afflict HaNefesh, to afflict our souls, to afflict Ayinai psyche for that one day. And as Robeinu, Yeshua, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua HaMashiach, as he clearly stated and he clearly said, he said, are there not 12 hours in a day? So basically, it's for 12 hours. We know that some of the Yehudi Jewish tradition will say about 24, 25-hour fast. So be it. But as Robeinu, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua HaMashiach, says, are there not 12 hours in a day? So basically, for 12 hours in the day, Hayom, right, we are to afflict our soul. Is this fasting? Is fasting affliction? Is affliction? And very interesting here, another theme is the connection with money answering all things. In Ecclesiastes 10 and 19, answereth, ya'inne, 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 ya'anne, ya'anne, ya'inne, from anna, can mean to answer, to respond, to testify. It can also mean to afflict, to depress, to humble, right, to downpress. Interesting, right? They're there. So some even see that for Yom HaKippurim, the reading of Ecclesiastes. But in this whole season, the third of the appointed times, the three times, Shalosh Regalim, contains three feasts or three appointments, three Moed Moedim, namely Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, the day of the blast, the shout, the blowing of the shofar, the day of trumpets, like the alarm, the warning, the 10 days of awe that lead up to Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements, right? Incorrectly just referred to as Yom Kippur, signifying the day of a atonement, but Yom HaKippurim, the atonements for Kol Yisrael, for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons, right, the sons of Yisrael, for the Israelites. And then 5 days after that, right, we prepare within the 5 days after Yom HaKippurim for booths, for tabernacles, or literally huts on the Ethiopian, the highland, the Tikal. You'll see that in historical documents, as well as even nowadays, they will build with the different kinds of, you could say, vegetation, trees, branches, so forth and so on, the roof, the thatched roof, the thatched huts. This is what we are commanded to do in the seventh of the seven Mo'adim appointments, feasts, festivals of Yahuwah, of Jehovah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. And while we do this, we are to rejoice for 7 days. Now, the sages said, and this is something that we have studied in different Yehudi, Judahite, of different, you could say, people's ethnicity, even we, the black Jews, that this book here is appointed for recital, reading, and feeding during these 7 days. Right? Now, of course, we have the Shemini Atzeret, that eighth is the eighth day as well, but the direct command is for the 7 days. Like you have a guest dwelling with you, and they're about to leave after, you know, the seventh day, and you say, stay a little longer. So we have the Shemini Atzeret. Right, you know, the Shemini Atzeret. But what this season signifies is the gathering in, the ingathering of the crops at the end of the year, the crops, right? That's basically checking the economy. It's economical, oikonomo, stewardship. This is all a part of stewardship, right? For the earth is Yahuwah, Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and he has given to the sons, the children of Adam, to humanity to care for. So if the landlord gives you something, the landlord says, you can have this land, you can have, you know, whatever structures on the land, but do this and this and this and this and this and this, and it's all yours. Right? So how do I thank you for this? How do I thank you for all that you have given me? Well, okay, 3 times in the year, right, there will be a feast, a festival. There will be a time of rejoicing and appointed time for each of the particular days, the manna, so forth and so on. Do that and bring forward a portion of the crop, so forth and so on, and give it to my appointed ones like HaKohanim and the Lewim, so forth and so on. Don't forget the Levite, you know, and everything will be all right. That's how they pay their bills. Is Bill a false god? Is Bill related to Baal? Baal. Actually, it's Baal. Is Bill related to Baal? Is Bill related to Baal? You know, because this is how we nowadays pay so-called our way. We pay these bills. These bills, bills, Baal, 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 Bill, Baal, Bill, Baal. Ain't nothing new, right, under the sun. This is also one of the key phrases within this particular book here, appointed for the tabernacle, this meditation of who? Kohelet, the preacher. Ain't that something? Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, Negus Selomon was Kohelet, Sabaki. He was the preacher. So this is the preacher. This is a template for preachers. So we got to study this right here so we can look at all those who call themselves preacher. Does a preacher preach this? Right? Does a preacher preach any of this right here? Right? It's interesting because, well, only one preacher I really heard kind of take a verse out of here, and that verse is the one that we just pointed to in 10 and 19. Money answereth all. It's very interesting that feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money... Right, and money, but money answereth all. Right, now we said the Hebrew, ya'inne, right, v'ha'kesef, ya'inne, or v'ha'kesef, and the silver, kesef, ya'inne etahakol, it answereth. It answereth, it respondeth to all, but the word ya'inne from anna can also mean to browbeat, it can mean to depress, it can mean to humble, it can also mean to impoverish, because we have the oni. The poor. One of the words for the poor, like the poor and the destitute. Right? So it's important for us to study, as the New Testament Brit Chadasha says, study to shew ourselves approved to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, as workmen that need not be ashamed, because it's the work that we are called. This is how we pay the bills, so to speak, right? To the one to whom we have to do is the keeping of the appointments in season, right? The reasons for the season. So here seals up, right? Seals up the holy, high holy days. This is the high holy days of high holy days, the seventh of the sevens. The two sevens clash right here, here, here. And the meditation is this book right here, Ecclesiastes. And we just open with the first three verses, the first, just to get a good groundation, right? But here in the Scofield Study Bible, I'd like to share this as well with Ones and Ones. There's a very good write-up here, one of our study references, right, in the yeshiva of Ayinai Rastafari, of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, we the Black Jews. We study this right here as an English point of reference, King James basic text, and the Scorby study notes under Ecclesiastes or the Preacher. It says, this is the book of man, put in the true Hebrew sense, this is the book of Adam. The book of Adam. Now, there's many different words Hebraically that refer in its translated sense to man. And it's important that we zoom in when we say, well, it says man. What kind of man is it saying? What kind of man? Here is saying the basic kind of man, the template kind of man, Adam. This is the book of Adam, quote, under the sun. This is the book of Adam, tahat Hashamesh, tahat hashamesh, under the sun. Reasoning, come, make a reason. Reasoning about life. This is the book of Adam, under the sun, tahat hashamesh, reasoning about life, about chayim, life, chay, lachayim. What's lachayim? Lachayim is to say, like, cheers, salud, right, cheers. Literally, lachayim is to life. So we lift up the chalice, we lift up the cup, lachayim. Lift up the chalice, chaberim. Yes, I, brethren, lift up the chalice, right, lift up the spliff, lachayim, for life. And come, make a reason here on Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the Preacher. It is the best man, Adam. What does Ecclesiastes, one of the five books of the Chumash, Megillot, the Megillah, Kohelet, one of the five books appointed for reading during the Feast of Tabernacles, it is the best Adam can do with the knowledge, with the da'at, Hebraically the da'at, right? And in the English sense, it's like the divine data, the da'at, with the gnosis, right? The gnosis, the gnosis, with the knowledge that there is a holy God, that there is Ha'el Ha'kadosh, that there is a holy God or the holy El, Ha'el Ha'kadosh, and that he will bring everything. He bring everything into judgment. Also pointing to the reason for the season here. The third of the Shalosh Regalim, the Feast of Tabernacles. The key phrases under the sun, but the key phrases are under the sun. I perceived. I said in my heart. Listen for these key phrases. Under the sun, perspective is important. One might be speaking the truth and preaching, and the preacher is preaching the truth based on his perspective. So the preacher tells us his perspective is tachat hashamesh, is under the sun, right? And he also uses the phrase, I perceived. In other words, in the Hebrew, the sense of it would be as I saw, right? I saw, I perceived, he saw to see, raiti, ani raiti, and then he says, I said in my heart, amarti ani belibi, amarti ani belibi, I said belibi in my heart, I perceived, I saw, literally, I said in my heart, and under the sun. Now, this gives us a perspective, the context. Key phrases, under the sun, I perceive, I said in my heart. Hear, 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 give ear. Note those key phrases in the context. Inspiration, the inspiration, the spirit, the ruach, neshama, within, inspiration, in spirit, right? Inspiration sets down accurately what passes. But the conclusions that we have in Kohelet and the reasonings are, after all, atoms. They are, after all, atoms. They are, after all, atoms. Now, this does not mean that we dismiss. It's not in any wise to dismiss, but to put within a better context, a study to show ourselves approved, right? So here in Ecclesiastes, the reasonings, the conclusions are after all man's. And it's the best, when we say the best, is the best Adam can do with the da'at, having the da'at, having the gnosis, that there is Ha'el HaKadosh, there is a holy God, a holy set aside, true good, true God, true almighty, holy God, a holy El, El Ha'el HaKadosh. That those conclusions, what about those conclusions, reasonings, are just the conclusions that we have of Kohelet, of the preacher, Ecclesiastes. And the reasons that we have are just in declaring it hevel, havel, 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 vanity, kentu, kentu, hulu, kentuno, vanity, vain, in view of judgment, in view, in the view, in the context of view of judgment. So no doubt this is also another reason why the ancient Memharan, the scholars, the Revenite appointed this as a recital and a reading for this season, seeing in view of judgment, the Yom HaKippurim, what time of the season it is, what the season is about, right? The conclusions are just, are righteous in declaring it Havel, right? Hakol Havel, Hakol Havel, Havel, Hebel, in declaring it vanity, in view, seeing, sight, in view of judgment, to devote life, liberty to earthly things is surely true. But the conclusion, some say the conclusion that we have, let us hear the conclusion of the matter, the conclusion that we have where in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, some say is legal, it's lawful. It's the best that man, that Adam, apart from redemption, can do. And some say, and this is a good reasonment here, that it does not anticipate that in spite of all the virtues of Kohelet and the preacher, the failing point is that it does not anticipate the gospel, the good news. Yet, it is getting us to the good news, if you know what I'm saying. Remember what Rabboni Yeshua said, a greater than Shlomo, a greater than Solomon is here. Who gave Shlomo the wisdom? Who did he pray to for what he requested, and who gave him the wisdom to begin with, right? So that wisdom that he speaks of in Proverbs, that he teaches the sons of in Proverbs, and also expresses here in Ecclesiastes, is right and accurate, but without the anticipation of the gospel, the good news. Ecclesiastes is in five parts. There are five parts. There's the theme, which composes, we say, it composes the first, of course, three verses. The theme is proved, right, in the first chapter, verse 4, to the third chapter, verse 22. Then we have the third part where the theme, that all is vanity, hakol havel, the theme unfolded in the light of human sufferings, looking at human suffering, sufferation, affliction, hypocrisies, uncertainties, poverty, and riches. And this is in chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 20. Then the fourth part of Kohelet of Ecclesiastes is the best thing possible to the natural, Adam, the natural man, apart from Ha'el, apart from Ha'Elohim, apart from God, apart from Elohim, what is the best possible to the natural man? Well, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, to chapter 12, verse 12. And then we have the fifth part of Ecclesiastes, the best thing possible to Adam, to man, to basic rank and file Adam, man, under HaTorah, under HaTorah, remember, under the sun, under the Torah, and we have this in chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, verses 13 and verse 14. So let's just scroll up ahead right here, laying a basic foundation here. The best thing possible to man, to Adam, under the Torah, under HaTorah. Make us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim, reverence, respect the source, respect the true good, respect the true God. Reverence Elohim, fear Elohim, and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. This is the whole of man. This is the whole of the human being. This is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So the end, sof davar hakol, the end of the matter, the sof davar hakol, sof davar hakol, the end of the matter, all having been heard, hakol nishma, nishma, hakol nishma, Hakol nishma, all having been heard. Et ha-Elohim yirah. Et ha-Elohim yirah. Et ha-Elohim yirah. Fear, reverence, respect. Elohim. Ve-et mitzvotayo. Shemor, shemor. And keep and guard and hedge about Ve'eta mitzvotav Shemor, and keep his imperatives mitzvotayo, his commandments. Ve'eta mitzvotayo Shemor. Ki zeh for this. Ki zeh kol ha'adam, for this all the man. This is all Ha'adam. This is all the man. Ki ze kol Ha'adam. Ki et kol ma'iseh ha'Elohim yavi v'mishpot. For Elohim shall bring every walk, every work into the judgment. Ki et kol ma'iseh ha'Elohim ayavi b'mishpot shall bring it. Yavi b'mishpot. Yavi b'mishpot shall bring it into judgment. Al kol ne'elam. Al kol ne'elam. Upon kol ne'elam. Upon every hidden thing. Kol ne'elam. 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 All that which is alam. That which is hidden. Kol ne'elam. Im tov ve'im ra'a. Whether it be good. Im if tov. If tov. Is it tov? Is it good? Im tov. It be good. Is it good? If good. If good. Ve'im ra'a. And if bad. Not or. It's not an or there. So it's a wow. With. Modern Hebrew. Ve'im ra'a. Ve'im ra. So it says, if it's good, im tov, ve'im ra'a. If it's good, and if it is ra'a. If it is evil, if it's beneficial, or if it's harmful, if it's hurtful. So here, getting an overview of this book right here, very important, Ecclesiastes, the preacher. And it's the opening theme that we'd like to zoom in on, and the theme of the book is all is vanity. The question is, what is vanity? Hebraically, what is vanity? Because there's an assumption that what we call vain is necessarily defined according to a knowledgeable, definition and study of what the Hebrew or what's in the scripture, what's in the Bible context. So we're seeking to, check our knowledge, check our gnosis. You need to check your gnosis, check our knowledge. Here. Once again, Divrei Kohelet, Ben David Melech, Di Yerushalayim, the words of the preacher of Kohelet, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Havel havalim, amar kohelet havel havalim. Hakol havel, vanity of vanities. Havel havalim, havel havalim, vanity of vanities. Amar kohelet, saith kohelet. Havel havalim, vanity of vanities. Hakol havel, all is vanity. All is vanity. What profit? To say what benefit? What profit hath a man of all his labor, wherein he laboreth under the sun? Ma yitron la Adam. What profit has Adam? Bekola emalo. Of all his labors. She ya emol. That he laboreth. Tahat ha-shamesh. That he labors under Hashemesh, under the Shamesh, the Shemesh, under the sun. Remember, the key phrases is, under the sun, I perceived, I said in my heart, come, make I reason on the preacher, the son, the Ben David, the Melech v'Yerushalayim, the king in Jerusalem.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Hear the conclusion of the matter. Sof dabar hakol nishma et ha'elohim yera ve'eta mitzvotayo shemor kize kol ha'adam. The end of the matter, the conclusion of the matter, all having been heard, fear, reverence, respect, Ha Elohim, Ha'elohim, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. Interesting that KJV says duty. right? It says this is the whole man. This is every man's duty, the sense, but the word duty is not there. It says, ki zeh, for this, ki zeh, call all ha'adam. Hear the words of his divine majesty, Gurmawi, Negusa Neges.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments
of the Ten
and
Commandments.
Elaborate on hand. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Soft Kabar, the end of the matter, the conclusion, fullness of the matter. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Son, until that day when our souls meet again, guidance and protection.
And
Holy Bible, the King James Version, read by Alexander Scorby. Ecclesiastes, or the Preacher, Chapter 1. The words of the Preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us.
There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. And I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Chapter 2. I said in mine heart, Go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, It is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works. I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits. I made me pools of water, to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle, above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and a peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I gat me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath been already done? Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, As it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man and that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto, more than I? For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart, concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. For all is vanity. All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore, I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Chapter 4. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wherefore I praised the dead which are already dead, more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Better is an handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, For whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 5. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanities. But fear thou God. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold that which I have seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. Chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. For he cometh in with vanity, and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything. This hath more rest than the other. Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice told, yet hath he seen no good.
Do not all go to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life which he spendeth as a shadow? For who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, here. Getting ready for the first day service right here, here, here. A good meditation, you know, basically as a segue tune to the first day Melkam Ehud, blessed first day, here, here, here. What does Proverbs teach us? Fret not the eye self. Yeah, there's good, there's bad, but enjoy the eye self and that which is good while you have the time to enjoy thyself. Fret not.
Come on.
Y'all let the evil in the cool way, no God. I cut them all away. Yahshua Yahweh, Baba Janai. To the most high, you know. That's so far, right?
Bye.